Pest control advisors in California need to have their voices known. Anthony LaFaust is an adjunct instructor in the School of Communication at American University in Washington, D.C., and principal at the Clyde Group, which advises major companies, including agriculture, in protecting brands and engaging stakeholders. He says the PCA voice matters, and they need to be producing content on the web so that consumers and activists can get their point of view on pest control subjects. People are searching the internet for negative reasons, which do not help PCAs, said LaFaust.
How often are people searching for the concept, are pesticides safe, versus the concept pesticide free? Again, this is for the state of California in the past 12 months, compared to the concept of pesticide free, zero people are searching for the concept, are pesticides safe? People are already starting to make their decision when they get to the internet, and we have to figure out a way to get our voices out there using tools to make sure that we get heard in this space of pesticide free, are pesticides safe? It's actually a very disturbing idea that few people actually search for the concept of are pesticides safe. It's a relative zero compared to the term pesticide free. And these are people who are going to become voters. These are people who are going to go to the polls. These are people who are going to press their local legislation to make sure that things are feel safe for them or things are pesticide free. They tend to search that a lot more. So it's a really scary concept in the state of California. And this is really why your voice matters. So when we start to think about what legislators listen to, there's this amazing article, a bunch of different articles, but there's this amazing concept on Wired.com on how often people actually listen to social media, how often people listen to email, phone calls, all the things on the legislator side that actually figure out what they're listening to. And what they did was they actually came out and they did some research. The OpenGov Foundation did this research and said that when people make a concept personal, an issue personal, legislators listen to that. And this was on the federal level, but it also works on the state level. So the ability to contact your legislator and have a personal anecdote story about how this issue affects you is super important. One of the things that you see advocacy groups doing all the time is they say that it puts their family at risk or their children at risk. It humanizes a story. And that's what we need to do with our story. We have to tell legislators why we believe in IPM, why we believe in integrated pest management, why we believe these tools are important.
LaFaust said legislators listen to volume.
Legislators listen to massive amounts of communication, not who's screaming the loudest, but who they hear the most from. And what they did was YouGov actually found out that advocacy groups and trade associations can create that volume, which then in turn lets legislators listen to them. So when we start to think about things that we can do, how we can get legislators to listen to us, your voice does matter if you're a group. One individual sadly cannot change somebody's opinion, and it doesn't happen overnight.
LaFaust said being a part of CAPCA, California Ag Production Consultants Association, is important.
Being part of groups that go out and talk to legislators to really get things pushed forward amplifies your voice and creates volume.
LaFaust said there's roughly 2,966 environmental associations registered in California.
With revenue between $2 billion and have assets of $6 billion. Now, all of these are not anti-pesticides or anti-applicator environmental groups. A large percentage of them are. But that being said, when you think about groups simply dedicated to changing the way that you do your job, this is a very, very large group.
LaFaust said the environmental groups are not necessarily the enemy.
This idea that we're going to get into an argument and create voice where we argue back and forth with environmental groups, it's not the right mentality. At the end of the day, they want to do the same thing that you want to do. They want to protect the land. They want to protect farms, forests, and animals. They just want to do it in a different way. When we think about some of these groups, right there located in the lovely state of California is PANA. So the Pesticide Action Network, founded in the state of California. They're one of my favorite anti-pesticide groups out there, and they are in your backyard. They are part of that $6 billion lobbying in the state of California to make sure that their voice gets heard versus having your voice get heard. So when we think about pesticides, we think about applications, we think about the right to work, These are the groups who are putting their voice out there, and they have a massive number of volunteers and always, $6 billion in assets, right? They are not underfunded. They are not scrappy little groups. These are highly organized, organized groups that have an agenda and will work very hard to push their agenda forward.
And LaFalce keeps his eye on search words on the internet to determine what things we need to do about.
So when I think about what groups like PANA are doing, when I think about other those 3,000 groups out there in the world or in the state of California, when I look at California Conversation and I look at California Ban, so anytime somebody goes to the internet wondering what the state of California has banned, versus saving farms, right? Again, these were broader terms where I had a bunch of different search queries in there. No one's really talking about saving farms. No one's talking about saving agriculture, but they are talking about what California bans. So you're working in an environment with thousands of groups working against you with billions of dollars every single day trying to push their agenda forward. And that's where you come in. That's where you've got the chance to come out with a fight, a chance to come out and get your message forward. Now, I think in the next few months, both on the state and in the federal level, we're going to be seeing a lot more challenges. And you might think to yourself, you know, there's no way that I can win this. There's no way that we can fight the legislator in the state of California. There's no way we can do X, Y, and Z. It's simply not true. You are mighty. There are so many of you in the state of California alone who could lend their voice to this discussion, which at the end of the day can change outcomes. So what do we need to do? We need to create social content. Going back to how people were searching the internet and what they were looking for, you creating a voice out there, posting things to a website, posting information on your social channels, all of that matters. You have to actually go into your local communities and start talking to them again, letting them know that we're part of the community, that we want to protect the land just as much as an environmentalist group, right? You want to create buzz in the press, right? If people do not hear from you, if they do not hear why applicators actually do care about the environment, why we work every single day to make sure IPM is the most important sort of tools that we have, it's not going to work, right? We need to get out there in front of the press. And then we need to talk to policy influencers. You need to actually get out there and work with your association, your advocacy groups, to make sure you're getting in front of the right people, to make sure you still have the right to operate.
That's Anthony LaFalce. He's an adjunct instructor with the School of Communication at American University in Washington, D.C.